The president sounded upbeat at an economic summit in Texas yesterday, and he's expected to do some more cheerleading for the economy today, doing a morning speech at the UW-Milwaukee and a noontime $500 a person fundraiser for Governor Scott McCallum. McCallum's campaign manager, Darren Schmitz, says Messrs. Bush and McCallum have similar agendas.
And that's to grow the economy. Scott McCallum wants to create jobs and keep taxes low. And I think it's pretty clear that the president supports the governor in these initiatives.
Schmitz brushes off the possibility that the U.S. is headed for a double-dip recession and what that might mean for those aligned with President Bush. State Democratic Party Chairperson Linda Honnold says the president's economic speech at the UW-Milwaukee was added at the last minute to lower costs for the McCallum fundraiser. Honnold also says the president has no right to say the economy is getting better.
If he went out and talked to the average citizen around this state, he would find that people are spending more money on health care, that they have increased costs everywhere that they look, that unemployment is up.
Honnold says it's not fair for George W. Bush to blame any economic woes on the Clinton administration. Honnold and the Democrats are taking a tougher tone with President Bush's domestic agenda than they did shortly after the 9/11 attacks. The Democratic Party, the state AFL-CIO, and some activist groups plan a counter-rally today aimed at what they call the McCallum-Bush Bungling Brothers Circus Parade. And a peace group will take on the president's record on foreign affairs with a separate rally protesting a possible war against Iraq. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Milwaukee.